It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Texans
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Dirty and the Blonde Bomber. Also, Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill and Moneybags here in a little bit. Have the latest. So first, the latest is 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes and in this very segment. So you make sure you're listening, tell a friend or two to maybe help your ability to try to win these tickets. But we will be hooking somebody up with a pair of tickets on this Texans Ticket Tuesday, front row on the in the bullpen coming up at some point in this segment. So you have to be listening. And we will give you the cue to call, and when that cue comes about, you'll have a chance to win those tickets.
Hey, before we go any further, I gotta be honest. Blonde Bomber ain't it.
It is.
No, well, that was old Blummer.
Nah, the big deal.
Hey, bartender!
The big deal was really rocking and rolling, man. you took it too far with the blonde. The big deal. Embrace the blonde, baby.
The big deal.
The big deal.
I know people keep asking, why is he keeping the blonde? I don't want to dye it back. I'm just gonna let it come out.
Yeah, it'll be gone for you.
You gotta change haircuts in order to.
Only thing I've thought about is if I'm gonna cut it off, and I like the longer hair moving into these months.
He's been considering blonde tips for since I met him. So, to be honest with you,
I'm getting closer to the tip range.
Is that my boy Ron?
Man, we're saying a lot of pause.
Oh,
it is a Texans. that wasn't a pause. That was just
giving away a pair.
All right. So stay tuned for that coming up here in just a bit. Clint, the Texans made some moves, and our guy Jonathan Alexander of the Chronicle wondered if this may mean something more. The Texans have signed rookie running back Gerard Jordan to the practice squad. Remember, he was in camp with them. They drafted him as well. They have waived linebacker Rashad Weaver, which will open up a roster spot on the 53. And Jonathan Alexander said this likely means that someone is coming off the IR soon. And two guys eligible, Clint, linebacker Christian Harris, who they've said has been progressing,
so and cornerback. There's a chance.
We'll see. Cornerback Jeff Okuda is also eligible as well. And boy, they could use they could use right now, Clint.
Don't do it. It's a segment tomorrow. I know what you're fixed to ask. Would you rather?
Yeah, I was going to say who they need more, but let's save it tomorrow. The segment tomorrow. But listen, as Jonathan knows, that's a sign potentially they're clearing a spot for somebody to come back on. And they've got some guys on the IR. They also said in the broadcast, when was it that Nico went down? I guess he's got to miss at least four games, so maybe
he's got two more weeks.
It's not him, so he's got two more weeks. But Harris and Okuda are eligible to come off. Either one of those guys, Clint, they could most definitely use those guys to help with his defense.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, there's no doubt about it that when you look at the linebackers have played well, but Christian Harris is absolutely an upgrade over what you've had. He gives you a real chance to, especially when you've got the teams coming down the pike that are on this schedule, he gives you a real chance to take that defense to another level. And then obviously Jeff Okuda, especially with Lassiter out, Jeff Okuda is needed in a big way. And so, whether you're talking about D'Angelo Ross replacement or you're talking about just another cover defender that allows you to go three corners in a game at one time and be able to do some different things schematically on the defensive side of the football with that look, I think would be big for D'Amico's defense. We know D'Amico has been unbelievably good, been great. His whole staff has, in terms of overcoming injuries over a year and a half worth of football. That don't mean we got to live there. Let's get some guys back and start to getting healthy and see what happens defensively.
Yeah, but that's one to kind of keep an eye on to see if that is actually something to do. We get some news of somebody returning back because now they do have a free roster spot open.
And you mentioned Jordan, you're talking about the running back, right?
Running back, yeah. They've signed him to the practice squad, yeah.
Oh, he came back to the practice squad. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, signed to the practice squad. But he was in camp with them, so.
Yep, I remember him.
He knows the system. And all of that. And that comes off of them losing British Brooks to IR and also, obviously, trading Cam Akers. So we'll see what happens there. But that's one to watch because, boy, if you get an announcement, if Tyler comes through with the breaking news at some point this week of, yo, Christian Harris is back or Jeff Okuda is back, that is a huge, huge thing for this team.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, around the league, Clint, Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa still faces concussion concerns, but, Clint, he plans to return to practice tomorrow with the hope of being cleared to play Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. He is firmly stated that he would never wear and not wear a guardian cap, those kind of protective caps, yep, that people wear. I know Jonathan Taylor, who the Texans may face if he plays Sunday, he wears it and wears the little Colt baggy thing over the protective cap. But he says he would not wear the guardian cap for additional head protection, saying it is his personal choice. I love the game, and I love it to the death of me, Tua said. For me, this is what I love to do. This is what makes me happy, and I'm going to do it. So he has said he has been symptom-free since the day after the September 12th game against the Buffalo Bills and has been cleared by the doctors to resume playing. So I know when it happened, Clint, you said he should hang it up, he should stop playing, but Clint, it looks like Tua is going to play, and from a football perspective, my God, have they looked terribly offensively without Tua there. But this obviously is more than football.
Yeah, I hate it, man.
Still feel the same way?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, you want to talk about put yourself in his shoes. He does have kids, right?
I believe so. I don't know for sure. Do you know, Ron, if Tua has kids?
Yeah, he does. He does have kids. Yeah, he has kids. And not just as he has kids, the last time he had the big one, again with Joe Burrow, but against the Bengals, where he was slammed and he had the fencing thing.
Yes.
His mom said she had said, I think we should think about retirement. So mom and the kid at that point. So yeah, he does have I believe a little girl.
Yeah. So I mean that's a game changer for me, man. I can only speak from my experience, but there is zero amount of love that I can have for a job or game that would have me put myself in a position where I could potentially be injured in a way mentally that I can't live my best life to see my babies grow up and raise my kids and protect my kids and provide for my kids. And if you put $75 million in the bank, I damn sure ain't going to continue to do it. So, look, I'm not judging Tua. Do what you want to do, man. But for me personally, it seems to be an extremely selfish decision, given that you've got a family, and given what you've been through. And look, this could end up being awful for the NFL. I mean, this could end up, because if something else happens, the worse it gets, the more he keeps doing this, the more people are going to ask, why does the NFL not protect this guy from himself? Why does the NFL allow these guys to go out there?
The more you get concussions, the more likely you are to have them. Especially.
Yes, and it's, I mean, he's one hit away, because let's be honest, the hit that he took wasn't that violent of a hit. It was the hit, the head hitting the ground. It hadn't been any of the head to head stuff. That was this was a shoulder to his head, or what was it, a shoulder or an elbow? Like, I mean,
shoulder to the chest of Hamlin.
Yeah, right? So it's I don't know, man. I don't like it. I think this is, I mean, he's one hit away from the NFL having a serious issue on their hands beyond his health.
I wonder if they go back to what they did last year. Remember last year, he got through the entire season without having any issues, yeah. Which made people kind of think maybe, oh, okay, maybe it was just a one-time thing. But the Dolphins were very, very serious about, hey, don't take off. Don't run. Like, he was not running. Yeah. If you look at it, there was no running. He was getting the ball out. I wonder if they go back to that way.
God, I hope they do.
Yeah, because he started to move around a lot more this year, and then
I don't know how he plays the game that way. I don't know how you enjoy playing the game that way. I don't know how you let loose and play the game that way. And this coming from a guy that I didn't have no business running. So I don't know how. The only thing I can relate it to is obviously, you know, boxers just getting knocked out 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times throughout a career, sometimes even more. And those guys, well, I guess for the most part, they can still speak some. It just seems like a selfish decision, a poor decision. And, boy, I hope nothing else happens to the young fella.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where he is. And the Texans will, if he's there, will face him later on in the season, which from a football perspective, if he plays the way Tua has played, this changes how the Miami Dolphins are. They're a different football team with Tua there.
5 o'clock fire.
It is a Texans All right, it is that time. Here it is, caller number 6. Caller number 6, 713-572-4610. Caller number 6 right now, your chance to win a pair of tickets to go check out the Texans as they host the Indianapolis Colts in a huge, huge game in which the first place is up for grabs, right? The Texans could be tied with the Colts for first place. If they lose, if they win, they take a stranglehold over this division. So 713-572-4610, caller number 6. Tyler will take care of you. Final pair of tickets took somebody up with on this Texans Ticket Tuesday.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. Last night, this wasn't a good combination. But the Texans looking the way that they did yesterday, the Chiefs kind of dominating the Niners, and then last night watching the Baltimore Ravens be down 10-0, and then next thing you know, Clint, we're in the fourth quarter and they're up like 30-something to 10, and. When you look at those two teams, and those are the teams it feels like the Texans are chasing, and I've seen a lot of people text this in, it does feel like those two teams now are in a different level of the Texans, and the combination of what happened to the Texans offense this weekend and those two teams, it's a tough timing right now to kind of think they're on the level of those teams, even though they have the same record of the Ravens and they've got one less win than the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It's a tough look.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'll be honest. After this week, it's hard for me to even think that I was talking about them, you know, nipping at the heels of the Ravens and the Chiefs. And I mean, I never had them in the same category, but I thought, yeah, man, they're nipping at the heels of these boys. I take it all back. I'm off the Super Bowl caliber football team train, and you watch Baltimore last night. Good when God, you man. Watch these teams, you're like, man, the Texans aren't even on the same remotely close to the same level.
Yeah, the scary, like the way Lamar's playing, Lamar and Derek the way they're putting things together.
Yeah.
These receivers have come along right now, man. Like, you think about the slot and the receiver, like, the slot receivers they have, the inside tight ends that they have.
Bateman's starting to play a little bit.
Yeah, Bateman, yeah, that, yeah, it's a scary group. But even worse in that game, Clint, with 43 seconds left, after already losing Mike Evans to a hamstring injury, they have no chance to win the game. It's over. John Harbaugh's like, God, let's just get this thing over. And Todd Bowles continues to have his first offense in. And Chris Godwin, who has been having a season back to the level where he was when Brady was there. He has a nasty injury, dislocates his ankle. He's going to be out for the year. He was carted off with 43 seconds left in a double-digit game for no reason. And they just lost their top two offensive threats in this game. And Evans will probably come back at some point. It is a hamstring. But man, boy, if you're a Bucs fan, you gotta be sitting there. What the hell are we doing with him in the game with 43 seconds left in a double digit game?
The Falcons just said thank you. The Falcons said thank you, didn't they?
Yeah. They play him next week.
Just to add on, and if you mentioned this, sorry, I was talking with our winner, our guy Joseph out of Richwood. Congratulations, Joseph.
Shout out, Joey.
But I did see a report just a little bit ago about Mike Evans. It's a moderate, what they're calling a moderate hamstring, and they expect he might be out 3 to 4 weeks.
Hammies.
Yeah, that might as well. That's out like IR, like Nico. I mean, it's what it seems like.
It's soft.
And they, like, I thought they were the best team. I thought they were the best team in that division. The Falcons were playing well, especially if the Falcons just got done.
Well, with those two weapons, too, and the way Baker's playing, man, they're scary against anybody.
They got some problems now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up, Clint's watched the tape, and I want to get to the bottom of this because D'Amico Ryans, he was very, very blunt yesterday talking about we got to fix it and anything is on the table. Everything's on the table. But I'm wondering, is there anything that he is seeing, especially up front, that says maybe this person needs to go? Maybe this is the major change that has to happen. We'll discuss that
next. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue rolling here on The Drive. We appreciate you rolling with us as usual. Congratulations. Who was our winner?
Joseph in Richwood. Joseph. He's won with us before. He listens every day.
Congratulations, Joseph. You got front row seats to check out this big game against the Colts coming up on Sunday. So come on and hang out with us as we'll be there as well for this big game. All right, yesterday, D'Amico Ryans in his press conference, you could have heard that right here on The Drive, talked about, hey, everything's on the table. There's a lot to clean up, and that it seems like it's not anymore just, hey, let's keep working this thing out. It seems like there's potential for changes. This was D'Amico yesterday talking about the pass protection, all of it all together, linemen, I think tight ends, anybody involved in it.
We have a lot of things to clean up when it comes to, you know, our protection, and it's everyone involved, right? O-line, tight ends, backs, it's everybody working together, being on the same page, and just getting it done. Like, we've had multiple weeks where the same things have hurt us multiple times, so we have to get it fixed, starting with the coaches and down to the players of finishing and executing it. Yeah, for me, everything is on the table. When it comes to it, it has to get fixed. When it comes to it, I know how we're coached, what we're asking to be done, and it's not showing up on the tape. So it's not just one person, it's the entire thing. So it's just the entire offense from the top to the bottom. We have to get it cleaned up. Not one person or one thing, but multiple things, multiple issues that we have to get collectively, we have to get it fixed.
All right, got to get it fixed collectively. Have to get it fixed. And it seems like that is something that I would almost, when I hear that, Clint, I would almost expect to see damn near significant changes in some form or fashion. But what would that be? What would that be, Clint? And you watched the tape, and it was as bad as you thought it was. Is there a significant move in your mind to make with the protection, whether that's offensive line, whether that is, like, for instance, the Vikings game, significant move was made. We're going to stop putting Dalton Schultz in to block, you know, defensive ends, Stover to block defensive ends, and we're going to stop putting him in as a fullback. Got that. Is there a significant move that you see out there on the table to be made?
I think the only significant move that is real possible is for Bobby Slowick to scrap a half of the protections and really pare down what they're doing offensively. And at the very least, what that does is it eliminates what we saw on Sunday from happening again. There is a way to eliminate that. There's a way to eliminate teams crowding the line of scrimmage, bailing into coverage, and rushing four of six or seven guys at the line of scrimmage, and you've screwed up the call, you're sliding the wrong direction, and now you don't have enough bodies. And that's the biggest problem I think that could be fixed. There's a way to fix that. And Bobby Slowick has to do it schematically. You know, I think more two-back sets. And when I say two back sets, it's really Joe Mixon and take the tight end, whoever that may be, and move him into a split back position, an offset position, to where he can read an inside rusher to an outside rusher and pick up the most dangerous man. The back on the other side can do the same things. Now you lose the ability to get those guys out in the pass in the pass route. And so you lose a little bit of the ability to be explosive and the threat there. But let's be honest, neither of those guys, they're 5-2, and Dalton Schultz and Joe Mixon and Cade Stover would be the other one. Cade Stover would be who I would use more. But those three guys have not done anything. They ain't brought nothing to the table in the past game anyway. And so what are you really, really losing, right? I would spend more time in 12 personnel with that one of those tight ends in the backfield, which is one back, two tight ends, two wide receivers. I'd put one of those tight ends as a back in the backfield, and he can protect because you've already got that in your playbook. It's not like a huge adjustment. And I would spend a lot of time in 11 personnel with that tight, which is one back, one tight end, three wide receivers, and that tight end in the backfield in a protect first mode. It's how I would make the decision on who plays most. It's how I would make the decision on what personnel, what formations we use, and that would be the big change.
For you, it ain't like a player, like somebody's come, because a lot of people are testing in. We got to change the offensive line. Like, listen, I know as much as people want. Like, Larry Tunsil is going to start if he's healthy. Titus is going
to
start.
But that's not – I mean, you would have to replace the entire offensive line by that train of thought. Like, to me, the only offensive line move that could potentially be made
– center or left guard.
Right. Well, if you change the center, the reason you change this – the only reason you would change the center at this point is because there is obviously – there's a disconnect in communication. And a lot of times that has to do with the center. A lot of times it has to do with the center. If you've got a young quarterback that you don't want to task with having to worry about that every snap, the quarterback snaps the football just trusting instead of the quarterback taking that responsibility and him identifying which way you're going to slide the protection. So if Juice Scruggs' inability to communicate effectively, consistently, if that is part of the problem, I don't know. I'm saying if you're going to make a change, that would be the change to make. And then what you do with him is you push him to left guard and you allow him and Kenyon Green to battle out who's the better player at left guard. I think you got two very similar comparable players there. And so I think you could go with either. If there are changes to be made, it's at the center position and at the tight end position. Those are the two, I think, personnel changes. We've already seen a shift in what they're doing with the tight end position with Cade Stover and even Tegan Quatoriano playing in 12 personnel and Dalton not being on the field as much. We've already seen that happen. You could go a step further and have Cade Stover, if he's capable, take on more responsibilities and really do a bigger chunk of what Dalton Schultz is already doing, and at least you get a more physical player in there that's willing to stick his head in there and risk – you know, risk his damn body to get his job done. And then the center, which you'd get a lesser player, but maybe a better communicator. That would be the only two wholesale.
Yeah, that's to me, because to me it's clear communication is communication, confusion, something's an issue there. And that's the only way to me. It's just like if Kenyon Green or Juice Scruggs, and those would be the young guys that you would think, if they are just flat out just not getting it in terms of this is what we're doing. Because what you're seeing is, you said they're going to have to scale down. As you said, the big thing you look at is they got to scale down their protections. They got to make it vanilla or is just easy where they are not confused or not having any kind of just mental lapse. I'm sure that means that forces them not to be able to do some things that they may want to do because they have to pare it down. But when you watch this, are these things that you would expect offensive linemen in the NFL
to have
the ability to deal with?
Yes, absolutely. There's nothing that they're doing that I don't think that they should have the ability to do. Now, if someone just doesn't have the know-how, the processing ability to get the line going the right direction, that's a problem. And that seems to be a big problem at this point in time. So, you know, that is the value in having a veteran center, a headsy center, a center that can communicate like a champ and doesn't hesitate and is smart and can process at a high level and can handle all of the information that a center needs to. I mean, you look at a great center, Ron, should be able to come to the line of scrimmage, remind his guys of the snap count if need be, keep an eye on the play clock, as well as identify Mike and make all the necessary calls left or right, right? A lot of times a tight end down here or a tackle down here is going, hey, I got this shade right here. So that changes. Okay, the center's got to hear it. Now he's got to communicate to everybody else what you want to do because that defensive end is either in a wide nine or he's shifted down. And, you know, there's a lot of communication that has to go on. And if it's clearly not getting done, a lot of times that falls on the shoulders of the center.
Yeah,
and so they've either got to give him help with the quarterback, which I don't know if that's the answer, or they've got to find somebody that can communicate it, but obviously is going to be a lesser player. So those could be. Yeah. I would pare it all down before I made.
I'd be surprised if we saw a player movement. All right, coming up as we continue to roll through, as we look at the tape, just as disappointing and frustrating about something that we watched, and this is towards the end of the game. I think this was just as infuriating for Texans fans, and maybe even more of a bigger deal than the offensive line struggles. We'll discuss that coming.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Somebody texted and said, we moved up in the second round to get juice.
This NFL game, that NFL playbook's a little different. And look, I don't know. I don't know.
You're not saying it's him.
No, I'm just saying. Watch. There are major issues, and there's no one person to blame. There are two things that could change things overnight, and that is Bobby Slowick schematically paring things down and adjusting what he's doing, and only using a handful of protections, which would eliminate some of the issues. The protection issues, and it would keep from happening again what happened Sunday. And then the communication issues that are going on. The two main communicators on an offense, any offense, the quarterback and the center. And if things aren't getting communicated, you can bet that one of those two is not getting it done. And so if that is a move that they would choose to make, you could would be something that wouldn't shock me one bit. We've seen the Texans. We've seen Bobby Slowick. We've seen them with far lesser talent on the offensive line.
That's the part, protect the quarterback, man.
in a great way.
They had Austin Deculus playing center playing left tackle.
Yep.
They had the guy that just refused to keep on the team, and Dieter playing center.
Yep.
Patterson playing center. And we just didn't see these issues. That's why, like,
there were more issues Sunday than we probably saw. I don't know how many games that offensive line played. But
tell me if I remember. It was Austin Deculus, Kendrick Green, Dieter. Patterson got hurt by that point. Dieter, Shaq Mason, and George Fant
against the
Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Steelers, and they got Watt. They had Highsmith. They had that, and they didn't. He didn't get sacked. Barely got touched.
Yep.
With that crew, and that's why Bobby just didn't all of a sudden become a fool.
No.
To me, or whatever. It's just.
Well, look. I mean, things are not.
Yes, he did.
Things are not getting communicated. That's clear. I mean, whether the schemes work or not. CJ knows who's hot and who's not. At the end of the day, they're not getting communicated. They're not getting executed. Like I said earlier, the video that's out that Jeff Schwartz did of the Texans, or on the Texans, that Reggie Atitula of In the Loop was talking about earlier today. I mean, that video, the offensive line slides the same direction to where your hot running back is releasing. So you're, by design, you're picking up the guy, same guy you're throwing hot off of. Like that's football 101. That makes zero sense. How that ever happens is beyond me, right? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So, especially it really doesn't make sense when they're bringing the pressure the opposite direction and your quarterback gets decapitated.
This doesn't make no sense.
I know, Tony. Hell, I know. And trust me, I know it's hard to watch.
It did make no sense. All right. Remember, coming up here in a bit, we'll get Tyler's best bets of the day as the NBA season starts tonight. As, boy, it feels like a godson to me, has his debut tonight.
Shut the hell Ronnie up. James.
Who's that?
Godson. Feels like a godson.
Ronnie James
has his debut with
his dad. Are you going to watch?
No, Glenn, I think I'll take it.
Well, already said you're. I mean, I guess that's not tonight.
World Series Friday. Yeah. Hell yeah. Now that's recorded.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
You gonna watch the whole thing?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I got Celtics Knicks recorded too. Wait, it's gonna be fun. Carl Anthony Towns, baby. The Knicks for the first time.
Oh. How do you think he's gonna do?
He's gonna make an appearance in my best bets.
Oh, I don't know, man. It's all upstairs with him. And you know, Minneapolis is one thing, and he got absolutely crushed in Minneapolis. Now he's going to New York. So hopefully he can handle that. And Tom Thibodeau is not an easy coach to play for either. So we'll see. We'll see. Carl need to get his ass in that paint a little bit more, though. But no, a lot going on tonight for T-Mill's best bet. So stay tuned for that. Also, Texans All Access Player Edition, the Hall of Famer, Andre Johnson, will be live right here, right behind us on the Players Edition, 6 to 7.
What was so, that?
It's a goat.
Goat.
Oh.
So stay tuned for that. And then Texans, I did too. Texans All Access, matchup edition 7 to 8. Make sure you listen for that. And then I see him already working hard behind us. Area 45, live and local until midnight. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, who I may owe a bottle of whiskey to, and young Chris Santiago holding it down.
Would you lose to Creighton?
Oh, Ron Hewley.
I said if Jake Myers wins the Gold Glove in center field, I'll buy him a bottle of whiskey.
Did he win it?
He's a finalist. Oh. We'll see. If he buys, I'll buy him a bottle of whiskey. All right. Well, listen, we've talked about the offensive line, and before we get to T-Mill's best bet, Clint, I think a thing, and I know you talked about this after watching the tape, that may be just as – it may be even more disappointing is when it came down – to the game being on the line, some of you may call it as nut cutting time. When it came down, hey, you got to make a play. You got to make a play. And I know you watched it again on tape, but it was clear to me live. The contrast of the Packers after the 2-minute warning, the amount of times the Packers defensively and offensively made plays compared to the Texans, the amount of times their go-to guys, their big-time players made plays compared to the Texans, that was disappointing to say the least in the last 2 minutes when you're used to the Texans making those plays.
I think it's the most disappointing of it all, of a very disappointing day for me, Ryan. One, because it involves the defense as well, but two, because I think the DNA of this team is Super Bowl caliber. Like I think the way they're moving in that direction, the way they're coached, the way they pay attention to detail, the effort, the chemistry, everything is A plus. And you expect that team and okay, forget about how the game is played out, but it's close late and you got one chance. And offensively, these guys, they are inside the 25 yard line. And let's start with the play where C.J. Stroud scrambles and completes a ball to Xavier Hutchinson. And how poorly they played for a 4-play stretch right there when you can smell the end zone to take a bigger lead than just kicking a field goal, right? On that play, I believe it's Titus Howard gets his ass kicked in pass protection. Right, and then the next
he didn't trip this time.
The next two plays are runs, and the motion Tank Dell is one in motion. It's the same exact motion that Stephon Diggs does the next play. They are jogging by the time they get to guard spot. They're supposed to be possibly swaying the linebacker to take a step that way, and they're half-assing it. In the most critical moment of the game, both of them, same exact way. It's almost like they were coached to jog or allowed to jog, and it just happened again.
You can't miss it.
It's pitiful. And the first run play, Tegan Quatoriano gets pushed back, and Shaq Mason runs into him when he's pulling, which allows two free rushers to just hammer Mixon for a loss, right? And then the next play, you look at it, and it's Titus Howard and Kenyon Green get their ass kicked on another run play, where if you just get a hat on a hat, you got a chance, and they both get it whipped right there in the most critical moment. And then for some reason, the play is called, and C.J. Stroud throws a 10-yard route on 3rd and 13, which tells me they're conceding, they're wanting to kick the field goal. And not only that, but an incomplete pass or catching a ball out of bounds gives them the chance to save a timeout and kick a field goal. It was awful in that important moment, the way the offense played. Then you flip it on the other side. Four straight plays went Derek Stingley's way because Derek Stingley was playing so soft. They ran a snag concept twice, completed to the tight end once, completed it to the receiver underneath once, and he went for 12 yards because Derek Stingley was so soft. They ran a speed cut out route versus a soft Derek Stingley, and the quarterback just missed it. And then they come back and throw a ball, a slant on Derek Stingley, and complete it for a big gain, all on the drive where they got to go. What was it, 25, 30 yards to get in field goal range? Yep. Your best corner's playing soft and soft and softer for four straight plays. It just bonehead, more of that la-di-da, just kind of flippant, not really engaged. Offense, defense was awful on the last drive, last two possessions when they needed it the most.
All right, Tyler, let's hit these best bets. I know you got four good ones. Let's hear them real
quick. Yeah, real quick, four for you as NBA gets back underway tonight. I got two player props. Jason Tatum of the Celtics over 5.5 assists. Lock it in.
40 tonight.
Okay. Anthony Towns. I got him under 11.5 rebounds, making that debut with the Knicks tonight. I got the Lakers plus one and the T-Wolves and Lakers over 108 in the first half. Let's win some money.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, T-Wolves without their big trade. Is Julius Randle still injured, not ready to go yet. So I'm with you on that, Lakers. Coming up, Hall of Famer Andre Johnson. He will be on the Players Editions, Texans All Access, and then live and local till midnight, Area 45. They've got it at 8 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Robert Horry for joining the show. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. But, no, a lot to get to today, as it is a Texans tattoo. Wow!
Wow!
You know how to brighten a man's day.
The livest Texans ticket Tuesday you've ever been a part of.
It is a Texans ticket Tuesday.
I saw somebody walk by the window out here, but I didn't tell who it was. Is it a person? I didn't see.
Houston, can we get some loud noise?
Ooh. And when someone else instead of...
Is that my boy Ron? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.